עבדו את השם בשמחה, בואו לפניו, ברננה. עבדו את השם בשמחה, בואו לפניו, אורו. עבדו את השם בשמחה, בואו לפניו, ברננה. עבדו את השם בשמחה, בואו לפניו, אורו. ברור כי השם הוא הוא עשנו ולא אנחנו, דעו כי השם הוא אלוקים, אנחנו עמו וצונאיתו.
Hello and welcome to this half-hour dose of weekly Jewish spirituality, brought to you by Mishkan's Thursday Morning Minyan. Jews have a tradition of praying three times a day, and at Mishkan we have a daily minyan at 8 a.m. Central to get your day started. Folks join us from across the country and world as we begin each day with words and songs of gratitude, inspiration, and Torah. If you miss us in the morning, join us here every week for the replay of our Thursday minyan, hosted by me, Rabbi Lizzie Heidemann. Without further ado, I invite you to breathe a little deeper, connect a little more with yourself, with God, with Torah, with this community, and with the world around you, wherever you are, whatever your time zone. I want to thank, let's see, is Ellen's not on this morning. I want to thank Ellen because, like, I don't think I would have been comfortable getting up from my computer and dancing over here. But without a little bit of encouragement from seeing folks in this minyan, like, dancing to me playing guitar in the morning, which, you know, amazing. It's 8 a.m. and you're like rocking out in your kitchen. And that's been inspiring to me. So thank you. Thank you for that. This goes both ways. So I played that, and I wanted to start with the words "Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha bo lefanav birnana" this morning, because the holiday of Shavuot is imminent, and as many of you know, there is a tikkun. There's like an all night learning that we do at on Sheyemet. It's an annual thing. It's all the North Side synagogues get together. And it always begins with a rabbinic panel, and there's always some kind of a question. And this year, the question has to do with what is a text that has followed you throughout your life? So this is also a good question for you to think about, you know. And so the question is, like, you know, for a bunch of rabbis, like, my journey with Torah, you know, what has been your journey with Torah? And my journey with Torah is this song, not like this version of this song, but it's these words, Ivdu et Adonai b'simcha. It's like four words in English and Hebrew, actually. Ivdu, serve, et, okay, it's a connector. Adonai, God, b'simcha, joy. Four words, serve God with joy. And it's been that way for me as long as I can remember. But, and this is what I'm going to talk about tonight, and I'm sharing this with you because so many of you don't live in Chicago, and the thing tonight won't be live streamed. So I'm giving you a little preview. But the definition of what it means to serve and how I understand God and how I understand joy actually has changed profoundly over the course of my life. And probably it does for all of us as we, you know, the word to serve, Ivdu, is the same word as service in Hebrew, worship, right? It's also the same word as slavery. And so, right, like avadim hayinu, we were slaves in Egypt. But then again, what is the Torah, you know, what does the world rest on? Torah, avodah, and gemilut chasadim, you know, service. And that's understood as like work, and it's also understood as like service of the divine. So, you know, davening can be drudgery, can be boring, can be soul numbing, or it can be inspiring and soul connecting. You know, what makes the difference? And then, of course, God, Yod Hey Vav Hey. Here, I'm going to put up this screen so that you can see these words in front of them, in front of you. We've talked about this. God many people, and this always happens with 13-year-olds who I study Torah with, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in some man in the sky who tells us what to do. And I'm like, yeah, me neither. You know, but there's this maturation process that I feel like every human goes through, you know, that is actually pretty well described by that midrash about Abraham, you know, where Abraham is in his father's idol shop. And he sort of has this reckoning with, I don't think that God is a thing. I think that God is bigger than a thing. I think that God is all things. I think that God is what creates the wind and the sun and the sky and everything that has power that we think of as powerful. There's something more powerful. And I think whatever that power is God. I would love, it would be very fun in this minion to actually hear how every single one of you came to your understanding of a higher power, of what yud, hey, vav, hey, this word that is a stand-in for that higher power, that more pervasive connecting unity that we call God as Jews. And then finally, besimcha, joy. So as you'll hear, for those of you who come tonight, joy, I feel like when you're a teenager, if you're lucky, joy is, you know, raucous, fun, might even be dangerous. You know, when in a Jewish context, for me, it was like banging on tables on Friday night and singing lots of songs and, you know, just like all kinds of, still coming to the understanding of God. Well, we'll talk of joy. All right. We're going to talk more about that. We'll talk more about it. In college, it was literally, it was, you know, the sound of people making harmony, banging on tables and singing together as Judaism and realizing like that in fact was a great Friday night experience. That was joyful. And then I was sharing this with a friend and he reminded me that a davening leader, so says the tradition, should be minimum 30 years old, which then, of course, others in the tradition, other rabbis say, why 30? And one might say, oh, well, because by 30, you're going to have a really good beard going. You know, what kind of credibility are you going to have as a service leader without like a good, strong beard? You know, but the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is like a commentary on Jewish law from the 1800s. He says, because by 30, your heart will have been broken. By 30, your heart will have been broken. And then you have credibility as a prayer leader, you know? And that almost makes me cry every time I think about it. Because to be a prayer leader, to serve God on behalf of the community is called a shaliach tzibur, somebody who is a messenger on behalf of the community. And in order to serve God in that way, you have to know what heartbreak feels like. You have to know what pain and sadness feels like because folks in your community are praying from that place. And you can't expect everybody every single day to be feeling that feeling of table banging, you know, raucous joy. That's not realistic. You can't push people that way. And so when we read these words, Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, from Psalm 100, that simcha is like a layered, complex, deep, open, yearning, pain-informed, trauma-informed, heartbroken joy. Right, exactly, Cassandra. That's Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav. There's nothing so whole and so holy as a broken heart. So I'm going to play this again, but I'm going to invite us to sit up a little bit straighter. This is our extended Modani this morning, our extended waking up and connecting with ourselves, our body, our connectedness to what is greater than us. We'll go from this into Baruch Hu and Shema, but to allow breath to just infuse your lungs and your belly, ask yourself where in your body this morning are you feeling a little bit of simcha? Or could you breathe in a little bit of simcha, knowing that simcha does not need to mean simple joy or happiness? It can mean complex, layered, heartbroken, but love-filled joy. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, bo lefanav v'nana,
יבדעו את השם בשמחה בו לפניו, אוהו, יבדעו את השם בשמחה בו לפניו, ורננה, יבדעו את השם בשמחה בו לפניו, אוהו, דעו ישם, הוא אלוהים, הוא עשנו ולא אנחנו, אוהו, דעוק ישם, הוא אלוהים, ואנחנו עמו בצון מריתו. יבדו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו, ירננה. יבדו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו, יבדו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו, ירננה. יבדו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו, דעוק ישם, הוא אלוהים. הוא עשנו ולא אנחנו, דעו כי השם הוא האלוהים, ואנחנו עמו בצון מריתו. בוא לפניו, ירננה, יבדעו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו. יבדעו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו, ירננה, יבדעו את השם בשמחה, בוא לפניו. דעוק ישם, הוא האלוהים, הוא עשנו ולא אנחנו, דעוק ישם, הוא האלוהים, ואנחנו עמו בצום מריתו.
I invite you to stand if you're able. And as we face east this morning, think about receiving Torah tonight, all facing the same direction, thinking about the Jewish people standing at Sinai. And it wasn't just the Jewish people, by the way, it was everyone who left Egypt, everyone who hoped for a better tomorrow and imagined that joining their story with the Jewish story might actually yield a better tomorrow. Just incredible faith. Because they had no idea. They had no idea what tomorrow would hold. They just imagined that something could be better. And so we all face the same direction. And when we stood at Sinai together, we all faced towards Sinai, but everybody had a different view, you know, depending on where you were relative to the mountain and what you saw. And so what everyone got at Sinai was a different experience, a different view of the same truth of Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, God. And actually, it was scary for those Israelites. They didn't know what to do with the power of that experience. And so for the rest of time, here we are trying to make sense, trying to make sense of it ourselves. And so we have all these different words and ways to try to connect. But simcha, joy, is a really good one to try to find our way in. So imagine your heart center is facing Jerusalem, but is also we're all facing the same direction. Toward Sinai, and trying to bring the joy that maybe our ancestors had a hard time finding because this was new and it was even a little scary, but we don't have to be afraid. Open our heart. Baruch Hu et Adonai HaMevorach.
Baruch Adonai Mevorach Le'olam
Va'ed. Baruch Adonai HaMevorach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Yotzer Or Uvorecho Voshech Osei Shalom Uvore Atakol Ha'meir Al Art V'Ladarim Aleha Barachamim V'Tuvah Mechadeshet B'Chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh V'Reishit. אור חדש על ציון תאיר ונזכה כולנו מהרה לאורו. ברוך אתה אדוני יוצר המאורות. אהבה רבה אהבתנו, אדוני אלוהינו, חמלה גדול ויותר עמדת עלינו. אבינו ואב, רחמנו רחם רחם עלינו.
Trying to think for a moment as we go into the Shema, why might it have been? Why was it necessary for God at Sinai to feel scary to those Israelites? Did it have to be that way? Is there a way to get to the higher power connectedness of the universe that infuses our hearts and connects everything beyond us without being a little bit terrified? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about, you know, if my kid's about to put their hand in a fire and I'm going to yell in a way that's actually going to scare them. But hopefully they'll now understand a truth, which is you put your hand in a fire, you get burned. And they'll know that there is a higher power, me in this case, who cares deeply about them and their physical safety and their health and their wellness. And that I will always call out if I can to try to help them. And that sometimes I'm not going to be able to do that. And that might be a different kind of scary. But hopefully that scary, actually, that shout, that like waking up will communicate love. And they'll know that. And so Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu, there's this deep, deep, powerful love that as we go into the Shema, God feels like a lot of things in a lot of moments, like sadness, like pain, like heartbreak, like recovery, like joy. So we say, V'ha'er einenu b'toratecha v'dabek libenu b'mitzvotecha. Enlighten our eyes through your words of Torah. Let our hearts cleave to your mitzvot. Yached levavenu la'ahava ul'yira et shemecha. Help us find love even amid the yira, even amid the awe and even fear when we encounter you. V'lo nevosh le'olam va'ed. We will not be ashamed, therefore. We will not be ashamed. All right. Baruch ata Adonai. Habocher b'yamo Yisrael be'ahava. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leilam Bawah. ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך בכל מאודך והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך ושיננתם לבנך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ובשוכבך ובקומך וקשרתם לאורות על ידך והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישעריך. Okay, as we go into Micha Mocha, let's use this as our healing prayer. The energy of crossing the sea, going towards something, towards Sinai, toward revelation, toward new learning. Praying for everybody on Irene's list, obviously, Betty Robinson, Molly Johnson, Sarah Root, Bar Avraham Masara. Praying for all the Minyan moms, all the people in this room, Todd, Kristen, and Pat, Susie Donahue, Samantha, Dan, Argentar. Praying for a recovery for Susan Morrow, recovering from back surgery. Feel free to continue to drop names into the chat or even say them as sing Micha Mocha.
Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai Micha Mocha Nadar Bakodesh Nora Tehilut Oh, Sefele Nora Tehilut Oh, Sefele Shibchu geulim leshimcha. Simcha. Al Sifat HaYam Yachad Kulam Hodu V'Himlichu Ve'amru Ve'amru Adonai Adonai Imloch Le'olam Va'eh Hai, hai, hai Hai, la, 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 la Baruch Atah Gaal Yisroel.
Amen. Refuah Shlema. Healing of body and spirit to everybody in this room and everyone you're praying for. I am going to stand. I'm conscious of the whole metaphor of standing at Sinai, but the possibility of actually also standing at Sinai every day, multiple times a day. There's this dating site I feel like I've talked to you guys about, Standing Again at Sinai is a beautiful book of poetry by Merle Feld, highly recommend. Saw You at Sinai is this dating website. The idea is if you know someone and you don't know why you know them, a Jewish person, you're like, I know you, but I don't know why. And you can't figure it out. Maybe you saw them at Sinai because we were all there. You know, it was a long time ago, but, you know, something in our soul remembers and knows, you know, when we encounter truth, it's like we know it. And sometimes we find that in another person. And, you know, like my kids do a quiet connection in school like this with their hand. Like, I know you. That's what that is. So, you know, we all face the same direction as we go into the Amidah, the standing prayer. We say these same words. We acknowledge the same ancestors. We all came from the same people, fundamentally. So we'll begin this out loud together, connecting with each other and with Jews around the world and throughout time and space. And then we'll have a moment for personal prayer. And then we'll go into Kaddish Yato. Three steps backward, three steps forward. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohe Avotenu, Elohe Avraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Velohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Velohe Leah, El Hagadol Hagibor Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim Vkone Akol, Bezocher Chaste Avot, Umevigo Elim Nevenehem, Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham Ufoked Sarah, Tagi bor leolam maronai mechaye meitim ata rav lehoshia. Morid hatal. Mechalkel chayim bechesed mechaye meitim berachamim rabim. Somech noflim verofech olim umatir asurim. Umekayem umunatoli shene afar. Michamocha bal givurot umido melach. Melech meimit umechaye umatmiach yeshua. Veneeman ata lahachayot meitim. Baruch ata adonai mechaye hameitim. נקדש את שמך בעולם כשם שמקדישים אותו בשמי מרום. ככתוב על יד נביאך וקרא זר זר ימר.
שענאי צבא, מלוא כל הארץ כבודו.
קדוש, 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 שענאי צבאות, מלוא כל הארץ כבודו. לאומתם ברוך יומרו.
ברוך כבוד ענאי ממקומה.
ברוך כבוד ענאי ממקומו, ובדברי קודשך כתוב למור.
Yimloch Adonai le'olam, Eloheich Tzion le'dor v'ador, Hallelujah.
Yimloch Adonai le'olam, Eloheich Tzion le'dor v'ador, Hallelujah. Le'dor v'ador nagid godlecha, ul'netzach netzachim kedushatcha nakdish shishchacha Elohim mipinu le'emush. Le'olam v'ed, ki al melech gadol v'kadosh ata, Baruch ata Adonai ha'el ha'kadosh.
I'm gonna leave this on for just a moment for some personal prayer and sharing that prayer with anybody who might need it. For anyone who's listening, may I feel safe and free from harm. May I feel happy and free from suffering. May I feel loved just the way I am. May I feel peaceful and full of ease. And then feel free to send that prayer to anyone who needs it. And especially the people who you might not like who really need to hear this. Amen, amen. Okay. We'll go into Kaddish Yatom, Mourner's Kaddish. Is there anybody you're thinking of this morning who you want to say Kaddish Yatom for?
Florence Ada Feldman, my mother.
Rabbi Howard Kuma, of blessed memory. My rabbi.
I'm sorry, Irene.
Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabba. Biyama divra kuse v'yamlik machute v'kayachon v'yomechon v'kaye d'chol beit Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv v'imru amen.
Rabba
barach le'olam ome amaya. Yisparach v'yishabach v'yispa'ar v'yisramam v'yisnase v'yisada v'yisale v'yisalal shemei dikudsha v'rechu. Le'ela mikol birchata v'sherata tush b'chata v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma v'imru amen. V'hei shlomo rabba min shemaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mramav hu ya'ase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'al kol yosfei tevel v'imru amen.
Amen.
Just to give you an idea of the humor, Rabbi Humor. Kumar. It was shul many years ago, and we were looking for a minion. There were a bunch of congregants standing outside. So he says, well, those outstanding people, please come in to the minion. So everybody looked at each other, they come in, we have a minion, he's happy. And then at 10 o'clock, they leave. And he's like, wait a minute, what's going on? We're not done with the service yet. And they're like, but Rabbi, we're driving to Foxwoods and the bus is here. And he just looked exasperated, but he accepted. He's like, well, this is my flock. They're standing at Foxwoods, which is a casino. It had just opened up.
Very nice. Very nice.
You've been listening to Contact Chai, Mishkan's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts and help us rise in the Jewish charts. And if you appreciate what we do, I invite you to join as a builder or make a donation on our website, mishkanchicago.org. Shabbat Shalom.